Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps it will calm if I tell you a story.
We are met to call from out of the past. Stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, play, we urge you calmly, seriously, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. Thanks for joining me this week. We'll hear from Nightfall on today's episode. Canadian series that aired in the 1980s. Not quite as old as what we normally hear, but I think you'll enjoy it. Our story today is from September 5th, 1980. It's titled The Willoughby Obsession.
In the dream, you are falling. Lost in the listening distance as dark locks in. Nightfall.
Good evening. Tonight, we have a special sort of mystery for you. One that challenges your normal sense of deduction. The play by George R. Robertson is called The Willoughby Obsession.
Do that to me one more time. Once is never enough with a man.
Making your body sweet for him, my dear.
Who's that? Charles, where are you?
Outside your locked door. Where it always pleased you to keep me. But inside, too.
What do you want?
Retribution. Justice. And freedom.
Oh, go away, Charles.
What? The razor. My lovely, faithless wife.
Oh, no, not in the water, Charles. Charles, please don't.
Your friend should be well on his way by now. Goodbye. My dear. Dead. Dear. Good evening. Take my wife away.
Charles, what is this?
It's too late for both of you.
This is crazy. This can't be happening.
That's it, Thornton. Try and escape me.
Oh, Charles, stay away.
Outrun a power greater than you can imagine.
No.
Now, Thornton, turn left.
No.
Left.
No.
Left.
No.
Left. Both at once. What's happening? Oh, no. Not now. I need more time.
Not now. Not now.
Yes, I know what you said at the briefing. I also knew Willoughby. Yeah. Walter, three people are dead and there are a lot of answers that don't have questions. Now, what are you so worried I'll find? Yeah. Yeah, well, I've been doing my job too, and the more I look, the curiouser I get. Because I've got an editor who says, Paul, I want you to get the story on Willoughby. And I say, I can't, because Inspector Walter Hanley has put up no trespassing signs a mile high. Oh, let me finish. This is the good part. And he says, but Paul, who was it persuaded that Farino guy to give himself up? Help the inspector out of a real messy spot. Surely that should count for... Walter. Walter, that's not very nice language for a policeman. Yeah, I want to forget about it, too. So what do you say? You know it'll be too late then. The coroner's verdict's due in 2 days and the house will be cleaned out. You're a prince, Walter. I'll see you tomorrow night around 8. Come on, Mr. Willoughby. Being dead is no excuse. I think there's something you're not telling us. What went on in that house?
Didn't bother to change the locks. First thing Mr. Willoughby to have me do. After 7 years in this house of hate, they think I couldn't have got back in. But first we'll have a little drink. In 7 years I've been helping myself to your good whiskey. Try the Chivas Regal, Mr. Matthews. Well, thank you, Mr. Matthews. To your health, Mr. Charles Willoughby. May your black soul rot in eternal damnation. What's that? Who's there? Came from the library. Can't keep it locked now, can you, Charlie? Oh, this is your mysterious room. Drink colder than a witch's. Oh, will you join me in the drink? No. Then I'll have one for both of us, Mr. Willoughby. Oh, how grand you look, staring down at me in your lawyer's robes. It was a vile man you were. A heart attack, they said. It couldn't have been. You didn't have a heart. What's that? Oh, I'm out of my head. Damn whiskey. Oh, God. What's happening? No. It can't be. It's you. No. Stay away. Can't happen.
What are they talking, Frank? There's got to be some cause. This Matthews is dying. Hold on. It's Inspector Hanley. Paul McNeil. Yeah, he's a friend of mine. Send him in. He's got to be dying from something. Old Mother Hubbard. Terrific. We need information, and the gardener gives us nursery rhymes. It's not locked. Ah, it's Rex the Wonder Scribe.
How are you doing, Walter?
All right, Frank. If it makes any sense, let me know. Well, I'd be doing a hell of a lot better if I hadn't been blackmailed into giving you the scenic tour.
It was the only way to get past your no trespassing signs. The coroner's verdict comes down tomorrow. Willoughby's house will be cleaned out, and I'll never get to visit the scene of the crime.
What crime? Come on, Paul. You read too much Agatha Christie. No, Morris, not you. Look, I'm going over to the Willoughby house. If Frank calls from the hospital, let me know. Yes, Morris, if the ghost shows up, I'll give him your regards. Stinking weather.
It's the perfect night to visit a haunted house.
Too bad it isn't. You could contact the spirits with your ESP.
Unfortunately, that's one talent I don't have.
You and 4 billion other people.
You know what your problem is, Walter? You're a cynic.
No, I just happen to believe what I can see and touch and smell and figure out.
But there's a woman in Russia who can separate an egg in a bottle just by staring at it.
Sure.
She can move things without touching.
You really get off on that psychic crap, don't you?
Well, it beats reading the comics.
2 and 2 make 4, that's what I get off on.
Hey, weren't we supposed to turn up Ridge Road?
No. Must be subconscious. I told you I didn't want to be wasting my time out here tonight.
I appreciate you doing it anyway, Walter.
Always human to press. That's what the manual says. Yeah, the city looks pretty down there, doesn't it?
Humor? Even when the press is trying to prove the police closed the books too soon?
I owed you a favor. I'd pay my debts.
You really believe that Willoughby's junior partner just accidentally took off this cliff like a big-ass bird?
He wasn't the first. It's a bad stretch. No guardrail.
Faulkner's secretary told me he used to get tickets for driving too slow. But your witness said he must have been going over 100. Now, what was the big hurry that night?
He had to see Willoughby. How do I know?
Or Willoughby's wife. He had a partnership with her, too. That's a hell of a motive for murder.
You've really been digging.
I also found out that Willoughby made very private arrangements to sell his practice a week before. And he'd booked himself on a flight to Calcutta. One ticket, one way to India. Now, does that sound like business as usual?
You really hated him, didn't you?
I hated what he stood for and what he got away with.
That there's no possible way he could have killed either of them.
Then I figure there's got to be something missing.
There is. Evidence.
Hey. That's not a house. It's a castle.
Oh, this keeps up. I'm going to start building an ark. Damn switch.
Wow. Who says organized crime doesn't pay?
Defending the bosses obviously did.
Looks like a set for a Vincent Price movie.
Maybe that's why this place gives me the creeps.
Oh, that's great coming from a cop.
Sometimes I think I've been one too long. Maybe it's time to retire, take up golf.
Why not take up the mafia? You could live like this.
Somebody's got to represent those people. The way the system works.
Well, he was sure the right guy. A nasty, ruthless little bastard who lived in a space all his own.
The jury's liked him. He beat me out of 2 sure convictions.
He won verdicts for men who make Hitler look like Santa Claus.
Yeah. But that doesn't make him a murderer.
Like, he was always so damned confident in court. Just sat in his chair with his eyes closed like he was asleep. Like he didn't care about the prosecutor's
case. Bathroom's upstairs.
What's with this ghost business?
Well, some workman was cleaning up in the library. Claims he heard a voice or something. Scared the bejesus out of him.
That's it? Just one man's story?
This way.
What the hell was that?
What?
Well, didn't you hear something?
Paul, I'm not in the mood for games.
It came from that room down there.
Naturally. That's the library.
I'm telling you, there's somebody in there. Looks like a monk's cell. God, it's cold in here.
Must be a window open.
No, it can't be. Windows are all bricked up in this room.
What's through there?
Well, it's just a big closet full of old books and stuff. It was locked when we got here. Willoughby had the key on him.
And what's that?
Oh. What's that?
I don't know. I feel dizzy or something. It's weird.
Yeah, this whole place is weird. Let's go.
Oh, that's funny. It's warm out here.
Bathroom's on your left.
Well, when you guys break into a room, you don't fool around. My God. It looks like a Turkish brothel.
From what I hear, she was a pretty wild lady.
You found her in the tub.
That's right. Fricasseed to a turn. Damn shame, too. She had a great body.
Come on. You people aren't supposed to notice things like that.
We notice.
Okay. So, look at the distance from the vanity. How could an electric razor fall into the water at a 45-degree angle?
That's not your only problem. The window and door were both locked from the inside. So, take your pick. Accident or suicide?
So while she's cooking and her boyfriend's doing his famous bird imitation, where was Willoughby?
In the library, having a coronary.
Hold it.
Paul, it's a big, empty house. It's full of sounds.
It came from the library.
The place is sealed. There can't be anybody here.
Well, there's something damn strange here.
Okay. Satisfied now?
These aren't law books. Malleus Maleficarum. Demonology. Book of the Dead. Kabbalah de Nadach. Walter, they're all books on the occult. And pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah, you two would have had a lot in common.
There's even a bunch in Sanskrit. It looks like... You must have gone through this one with a dictionary. Margins are all covered with notes. Levitating, teleporting, reincarnation. Matter to energy. He was really into this business.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have a hobby. Look, I'm leaving, so if you want to ride back...
Ah! Ooh, my God. What happened?
Nothing, I just got a splitting headache. Must be sinus, always get in this weather. Ah, there's a sound you can depend on. Hanley. Yeah, Morris. How long ago? Is he conscious? Okay, I'll be right over. Willoughby's gardener. Neighbor found him lying on the road by the gate last night, raving like a maniac. Must have left in a hurry. The front door was wide open.
What was wrong with him?
Nothing. They're barely keeping him alive with support systems. His brain's completely screwed up. One of the doctors said it was like he'd blown a fuse. He's dying and nobody knows why.
Was he still living there?
No, I guess he went back to get his clothes.
Walter, did you check the house afterwards?
Yes.
Was the library door open?
Yes.
Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up my head. No, dead. Can't keep out. Need mine.
Mr. Matthews, I'm from the police. Mr. Matthews, can you hear me?
Billy bad. Mama. Must. Need. Go. Get out.
Walter, look at the brain scanner. It's not recording a thing.
Need.
Must be broken.
Mine.
He's still alive.
No, get
happen, dead. Hail Mary, full of...
Hail Mary, full of grace.
No. No, dear God. No. Trapped. Body. Help me.
Poor bastard.
That was a big help.
Well, maybe it was.
How so?
The three people connected with Willoughby are dead now, and there's no rational reason for any of them. Maybe that's the problem.
I've got no problems.
You heard him talking. He sounded like two different men. Walter, there's a thing called obsession.
Forget it, Paul. Two and two make four. The Willoughby case is closed.
But what if Willoughby's getting away with murder?
What difference would it make? He's dead.
Is he?
No. They buried an empty packing case in his grave.
I'm beginning to wonder if that's not possible.
I should have my head examined. God, it's cold in here.
Walter.
You ready to go?
There's a letter. It was stuck in one of the books. Dated last month.
So?
Well, it's from India.
What's it say?
Swami Bodhacharya extends his greetings and is pleased to grant your request
to attend our ashram here in Ambarapur in order that you may further your enlightenment. Not unnaturally, however, proof of your attainments will be requested of you, since it is to us quite remarkable that a novice studying alone could have achieved a state that would appear to be approaching dhyana.
Dhyana.
Dhyana?
It's one of the most advanced stages of yogic discipline. That's what I was afraid of.
What, that he could stand on his head?
No, capable of things that, well, that aren't supposed to be possible. Of obsession, for instance.
Oh, look, just what is this obsession nonsense?
The mind of a living person is invaded, taken over against his will by someone who's died.
That's like those seances. They're all phony.
Matthews was no fake. If I'm right, there's danger here.
From what?
Let's go. I'll tell you about it in the car.
Now, hold it. I've been jackassing around this city all night.
Walter, this is nothing to fool with.
Just get on with it.
Okay. You want it simple? He could have murdered his wife by telekinesis. If he really had the power, he could have stood outside the locked door and, by the power of concentration alone, moved the razor from the vanity to the tub.
Oh, that explains it then. And Faulkner, did he concentrate on him, too?
No. No, he went out to meet him on the road. By astral projection.
You're telling me he was here and in Faulkner's car at the same time?
His physical body was here. His spirit form, his etheric body, was there hounding Faulkner over the edge in a fit of terror.
And this two and two was going to add up to four?
The man who wrote this letter obviously believed these things are possible.
Your whole theory is based on a letter from some crazy Indian who... Wait a minute. Where was that place? The place he was going?
Oh, it was Ambarapur.
Oh, Jesus.
What's the matter?
Matthews, before he died, he said something like, Ambarapur.
Of course. Walter, all the pieces fit. That's the trouble. They fit too well.
I don't.
We've got to get out of here.
No. Finish your idea.
Willoughby died of a massive heart attack. It would have hit him like a sledgehammer. But the coroner's report said there were no contortions.
That's right. He looked like he was taking a nap.
Just like in court, when he won impossible trials. Only this time he pushed himself too far. His body couldn't take the strain. He burned himself out.
While he was fooling around with Faulkner's head, his body died?
That's why it looked so relaxed. He wasn't in it.
But where is he now?
Here.
Here? In this room?
It explains the cold.
I mean, he's trapped here in some kind of limbo?
He must have been pretty close to the ultimate state of being able to leave his body and exist as pure spirit.
But that's where he is now.
No. If he was, he wouldn't have attacked Matthews.
What good would that do him?
He needed a body. Any body, so he could finish developing, so he can live forever.
Oh, my God. What do you suggest I do?
Leave.
This house is up for sale. He's still here, waiting to move in on somebody else.
This isn't your responsibility.
It is now.
Now, what are you going to do, burn the house down?
Would that destroy him?
God, I don't know. Nobody knows except him.
What about a priest? Maybe he could be exorcised, you know?
Oh, maybe we could wear garlic around our necks.
Don't get smart, Paul. It's not the time.
I'm not getting smart. I'm getting scared.
Yeah, well, whose idea was it to come here in the first place?
Okay, we'll go talk to somebody. Experts.
There's no time. There'll be people here tomorrow. Movers, real estate agents, buyers, and him. What's that?
What?
Don't you hear it? It's like a buzzing, a ringing.
Well, that's what I felt before.
You got to hear it. It's getting louder.
Walter, it must be him. Let's go. Run.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Walter, get up.
Oh, God. Oh, the pain. Paul, help me.
Walter, block him out.
Help me, Paul.
Concentrate on something. You can stop him.
Cold. Get yourself out, Paul.
Cold. No, pray, Walter. That's it. Now concentrate and pray.
Can't think. Oh, God, it hurts.
You have to, Walter. It's your only chance. Now, come on, pray with me.
I can't.
Our Father, which art in heaven. Walter, for God's sake, pray. Our Father.
Get out, Paul. You go.
Come on. Damn you, pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come on, say it.
Name. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day. Walter?
Yeah.
Walter?
Yeah?
You okay?
Yeah, fine.
The room isn't cold anymore.
We better go. Your wife's going to be wondering where you are.
But what about Willoughby?
What about him?
Well, we beat him this time, but he's still here, waiting.
No. No, he's not here anymore. Come on, I'll drive you home.
What the hell happened back there, Walter?
You're the one with the explanations.
I don't think I know anything anymore.
You've changed.
Haven't you?
You could say so. That's why I'm going to pack it in.
Pack what in?
Being a policeman, take early retirement.
You're determined to get out in that golf course, aren't you?
No. I've got some money saved. I'm going to travel.
Not a bad idea. Where to?
I've always wanted to see the East.
Yeah, the Maritimes are nice.
Mm.
That's what you meant, wasn't it? The Maritimes?
Possibly further.
Oh, my God. Not too.
Possibly. Quite. Possibly.
You have just heard The Willoughby Obsession by George R. Robertson. Neil Daynard was featured as Paul, and Bud Knapp was heard as Walter. Alan Scarfe cameoed as the voice of Charles Willoughby, and John Stalker played the gardener, Matthews. Lynn Darragon was Mrs. Willoughby, and Faulkner was played by Terry Vollum. Our recording engineer is John Jessup, with sound effects by Bill Robinson. The senior story editor is John Douglas, and our production assistant is Nina Callahan. Nightfall.
That's going to do it for this week's episode of The Horror. I hope you enjoyed it. You can find more from Nightfall and more Relic Radio at relicradio.com. There's a link there as well to our Shoutcast stream, all our other shows, and our donate button. If you enjoy this and all the podcasts, would like to help support it, click on that. It's how this is all made possible. Thank you, as always, to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Saturday with another episode of The Horror. The Horror is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.